Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Conrad, and I am currently at the Wiki site in Vienna. It's the this conference takes place from the 23rd to 25th, 2017, and it's kind of the community meeting of, well, everybody in the huge universe around Wikimedia that is interested in citations and everything related to that, and also Wikidata, which is basically the technology used in that case. It's a meeting that is organized by several people, and I will talk to some of them, and I will also try to get some people heavily involved in this or presenting the projects here. And the meeting itself, it's the meeting of a rather diverse group, and I also will try to address this a little bit and dive into that. This is basically just the initial episode introducing all that, and I might have a handful of interviews with some selected people. So I hope you're looking forward to that. And with this, I stop this episode, and you can just download the other ones and listen to them, because there's the real content. Hello, this is another Wikisite episode of Open Science Radio, and with me is Jody Snyder. Jody, you gave a nice presentation here, and I would like to dive a little bit into that. Maybe first, who are you? What are you doing when you're not at a Wikisite conference?
Sure. So my name is Jody Snyder. I am a researcher and an assistant professor of information science at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign in the United States. And so most of what I'm interested in is scholarly communication and semantic networks and how semantics can help us better understand the world's knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And why are you basically here? What drives you and brings you here to the Wikisite, a rather diverse and maybe crazy community?
So on the first day, one of the beginning questions was, raise your hand if you're a, and I kept raising my hand, librarian, ontologist, Wikipedian, user of wikis, researcher. There's so much at the intersection of the work here. So citations to me are how you get at the world's knowledge. And Wikipedia is also very known for trying to collect all the world's knowledge. So the Wikisite project is particularly important in bridging the open knowledge community and the scientific community, bringing these more in contact with one another.
And in your daily work, are you using this already, or are you trying to get there, or trying to get your stuff that you're doing in your normal work into Wikidata, or are you working on this? What is your daily connection to this? Is there something already happening, or are you planning to do stuff? What is your approach there?
I've edited Wikidata just a little bit, and so I wasn't able to get to Wikisite last year. Mm-hmm. So this is really the first introduction that I have into what people are trying to do with Wikisite particularly. And yesterday at the conference, one of the interesting data sets that that came out was the Zika data set. So today at the hackathon, I'm talking to people from two different groups. One group that's thinking about the Zika corpus. What kinds of things do people want to know about all of the papers on Zika? What questions do we have that we might be able to answer? And then the second group that I'm talking to is people who are interested in teaching about Wikidata, Wikisite, but particularly Sparkle as the semantic query language. So how can we use Zika to make, and the Zika corpus, to make these things much more interesting and accessible to a larger community, including the people I teach?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You wanted to design a course based on that data set, as far as I understood, right? So, and this is actually pretty cool, because you have a real life example, not a, let's say, a dry, oh, I make something up and students can query this, but it's a real life example with actually high importance. So this is basically, I guess, the assumption or the idea behind it, right?
Exactly. So one of the thoughts that that Daniel Meacham had about the corpus is that this is how we could deal with emergency related information, and some of that's medical, some of it is in some cases geological. He's talking about earthquakes, so it's certainly of high importance to groups that want to know the information itself, but then lots of other groups care about it too, journalists, people who study the science of science or bibliometrics or scientometrics. So librarians as well, taking care of citations. How are you going to find all of this stuff and manage it? So certainly a really good example to engage many different groups. Anyone who's interested in health, anyone who's interested in citations, anyone who's interested in that particular disease and what we can do to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. To which kind of students will you teach this, by the way?
So I teach a class in information management, it's a core class on modeling information. So we cover resource description framework and description logics and things like this. Mm-hmm. So far, unfortunately, we haven't had a Sparkle module. We need one. And so it looks like the Zika corpus will give us an entry point into Sparkle. Mm.
Is this, by the way, an open course? Can you make the material online?
So the Zika Sparkle module absolutely is going to be everything developed openly. Very much invite other people who are interested in Zika, in Sparkle, in teaching about information to come and help develop it.
I think this is kind of a challenge, at least that I see. We need to bring together a lot of people with many different skill sets, right? We have people who need to know about ontologies. We need people to know about databases. We need people like special technologies like Sparkle to query stuff. And I think this is one of the main tasks of this conference as well, to bring them together. And you are basically doing this by having in the hackathon, having this kind of group. How many people are you in your hacking session?
So in the curriculum group, there are three of us. Mm-hmm. In the wider group talking about Zika, it's more like 8 or 10 of us who have been talking about that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are your main takes so far from Wikiside? What will you, besides that you have now a good foundation for a new module, basically, what are your main takes that you take home and maybe try to implement at home?
So some of the really exciting things that happened, Crossref, the first day of the conference, announced a new beta on event data. So you can now, this morning I was looking at the live stream where they're pushing out what new references are being added to Wikipedia and other social oriented sites, and when they're being modified, mm-hmm. and so on, and getting that as an event stream is fascinating. Mm-hmm. The depth of the community, usually being an information scientist, I normally am around people who do data modeling or people who think about how we study researchers, and so it's fantastic to see other groups bring that. The mentions of Ferber and the Ferber getting a sort of red card for Ferber mentions is also a kind of highlight.
Maybe you should explain that a little bit, because I'm not coming from that community also. I mean, I got it because you guys repeated this over and over again, and it seems to be a running joke there, but maybe quickly explain it for the audience.
Ferber is a data model, functional requirements for bibliographic records. People really think about it for this distinction between thinking about a book. Well, you take a book like... or maybe something like Gone with the Wind, that's a book, but also a movie and these various things. So you want to distinguish the work. It's all about the same concept. But then there are expressions and manifestations and items, these sort of different levels. So the thing that you hold in your hand would be the item, but maybe something else that, there might be all of the editions all of the translations of that. So distinguishing between these different hierarchical pieces. So do you want... which level on that hierarchy are you? And so this is basically arcane Libriana, and something that I have a colleague who's doing a PhD thesis on on this topic. How do you look at aggregations? Mm-hmm. So like a journal issue and the pieces of it, or a book of short stories that gets translated into Japanese. Well, how do you represent the individual things, as well as the whole thing. And so these are very important if you want to build systems that find what you're looking for. And in fact, the original beginning of Ferber is FISO, to these needs to find, identify, select, and obtain items. That's it sort of comes from that perspective, but it's something that I've never seen in a wider community talking about. Even though, of course, in a library community, it would be well understood.
I think it's really tough, right? I mean, you think, we just model all the citations, but once you really look how to do all this, it's so complicated, and there are different opinions regarding all this. And I guess this is why it's so important that we kind of sit together here and try to. Well, get this done together, or at least try to get this done together. And it's great to see these different perspectives here. What else do you expect, or what would you wish for the community in let's say the next 2 to 5 years? What kind of development would you like to see, and what maybe would you like to push yourself?
There's work going on to model things like journal articles and conference papers. So we need even these core topics to be better modeled. There are tools that make it very easy to add things to Wikidata, with a PubMed ID, with a DOI, things like this. And people are working now to make those tools even better, merge them and take the best of all of these things. There aren't so far as many tools for using the data. They're great visualizations of what data is there, or automatically pulling things. So a very practical tool that I hope someone will create is, could I use Wikidata for my reference list? Could I use it for another wiki? So one of the first times that I really wanted a wiki of citations, and we started talking to the foundation, I think in 2009 or 2010, about a wiki called akawiki.org. This is an academic summary wiki that I think could get new life from ingesting data from Wikidata, from the wiki site kinds of stuff. I think that there's a real need for structured data to be pulled in and used there. It's a place where anybody can write a summary for any paper, something that's short in layman's language is very useful. If you're doing a review of a large number of publications, you want to keep it in public. So I would really like to see ways to feed data out, as well as I think there's a lot of focus right now of pushing data in, but figuring out real uses and users. We had a session about that. I think that was yesterday as well, and lots and lots of potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many things you can do with this, and exactly what you meant, the reference list is also on my list. As me myself as a scientist, I want to basically have a website with my current research with all my research listed there, and I also I thought about making a small quick Python hack to get this done, but it would be great if there's basically a nice JavaScript tool that I can just throw into my website and it's automatically generated, right? This would be, I guess, helping a lot of people. Yes,
indeed.
Anything else that we missed to talk about? Would you like to add anything? Any wishes? Any future prospects? Any things you would love to see immediately? What would be any statement in this perspective?
There's great work on opening up citations and making reference lists public and. Getting more and more of that data into structured form is really going to help. Talked to various people about the very exciting ways they're working on this, and it's something that I hope that more people in the Wikidata community can get behind. I think that many of the things that researchers want is not just, give me the paper. I mean, yes, for the reference list, it's like the thing we always need, but also how do I find other papers, and looking at reference lists of existing papers as one of the ways that you not only find as an individual, but you also then can create fantastic tools that help discovery.
Mm-hmm. Jody, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you have a lot of fun in the hacking, on the remaining part of the hacking day. So see you soon.
Thanks.